It's a rigged game. They're printing it faster than you can save it. The Federal Reserve prints money at will. That's what causes inflation. Don't listen to a word Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says inflation is. Quantitative easing, or QE, is the doublespeak used by Ivy League economists to explain this wanton printing of money. Here's some bullet points. The Federal Reserve Act became law in 1913. Therefore, Congress surrendered its power to create money to a for-profit corporation. Today, we call that outsourcing. The Fed is not a part of the U.S. federal government. Now, the Fed admits this and adds, yeah, but we're subject to congressional oversight. Well, that's like hiring the fox to wire a security system in the henhouse. The money you hold in your pocket is nothing more than a promissory note. It's just debt. Congress borrowed it from the Fed, and the paper money you hold is the IOU. If Congress couldn't borrow money from the Fed, you'd be taxed to death, literally. Every year, Congress automatically spends more than the prior year, never less. Budget cuts are cuts to the proposed amount Congress wants to spend, not the amount they're currently spending or spent last year. If you print money, it's illegal. If the Fed does it, it's called quantitative easing. Now, what does this all mean? Well, it's pretty simple. The more money that is printed, the less your existing dollars are worth. Now, here's an example. A famous painter produces an original work of art, and it sells for $1 million. Limited supply, high value. Now, if he paints the exact same piece of art 10 more times, the value of the original drops. High supply, lower value. Remember when VCRs first came out? They were heavy, bulky, and expensive. Not that many people owned one. Once they got lighter, smaller, and cheaper, everyone was buying them. Higher supply, lower price. It's the same concept as the art and the same concept with money. Paper money isn't magical or mystical. It's no different than widgets at Walmart. Every time the Fed prints money, it's causing inflation. Now, if you're a saver and earn your income from interest-bearing investments, CDs for example, you're being punished by this inflation. The U.S. economy is built on a false premise. The premise being economic growth, fueled by debt, will continue forever. This is totally contrary to the laws of nature. Everything has a cycle of birth, growth, maturation, and death. Every empire in history has gone through this cycle. The American Empire is no exception. The Federal Reserve says the economy is recovering. Well, that's just a blatant lie. We're experiencing hyperinflation. Gold is near $1,500 an ounce. The higher gold goes, the higher inflation is. Gold is the only true barometer of inflation. As paper currency is worth less, gold is worth more. You're playing in a rigged game. The system is built to try to keep you in debt from cradle to grave. This is why getting out of debt is so important to your financial future. I want to help you escape the rat race. It's possible to get off the treadmill of hyper-consumerism, but you have to stop charging up and paying down credit cards. You have to stop trading up your car every 4 years. You have to stop refinancing your house when interest rates drop a point or two. As Dave Ramsey reminds us, this is 20% math and 80% behavior modification. The U.S. government and the Federal Reserve are not modifying their spending behavior, but you can modify yours. To your financial freedom, this is Greg Whitaker. Thanks for listening.